Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Climate Smart Agriculture interview with Audrey Arjun. This year's Pinocchio Awards are set out to expose the corporations guiltiest of undermining climate action. Focusing on climate change and food sovereignty, one corporation particularly stands out. Yara, the Norwegian global leader in synthetic fertilizers, made this year's Pinocchio nominees under the category greenwashing. According to Audrey Arjun from People Solidaire and Action Aid France, Yara has been chosen as a Pinocchio Award candidate due to their use of the Global Alliance for Climate Smart Agriculture in an attempt to market their synthetic fertilizers as part of a green solution, rather than admitting that it is a major driver of climate change. Synthetic fertilizers have been found to be the largest source of emissions caused by farming due to the release of nitrous oxide into the atmosphere. Alarmingly, the gas has 300 times the warming effect of carbon dioxide. Furthermore, the application of synthetic fertilizers are responsible for preventing organic matter to stay in the soil, which naturally helps to preserve water. This is especially problematic for farmers in the global south that are already facing climate impacts such as droughts and limited access to water. Yara synthetic fertilizers have penetrated local markets in the south and have monopolized, causing the corporate giants to maximize their profits whilst limiting options for local farmers. Corporate giants such as Yara, Monsanto and Syngenta are rejecting to challenge the industrial agriculture model and are benefiting from the slogan of climate smart due to the fact that there is no true definition of what the concept entails. Therefore, without any specific social and environmental criteria, corporations can continue to push for genetically modified organisms and the selling of biofuels and synthetic fertilizers. The concept of climate smart agriculture has been rejected and denounced by civil society organizations because it is having such disastrous impacts and is not believed to be a viable solution. Arjun claims the real solution in order to deal with the impacts of climate change is to transform our current industrial agricultural model to one that focuses on ecological and small-scale farming practices. This is the only way to ensure food sovereignty and sane farming systems. To vote for Yara as this year's Pinocchio Award winner, visit pinocchioawards.org. Let's now listen to the interview.
We have Audrey Arjun speaking with us today. She is a climate justice project manager and climate justice campaigner with People Solidarity and ActionAid France. Audrey, thank you for speaking with us from Radio Mundo Real today. We've really been looking forward to this. And as we know, the Pinocchio Awards is going on as we speak. The voting has already begun and the winners will be announced December 3rd. But to take a step back, I'd like to focus a bit more on the nominee list and specifically within the theme of climate change. And so my first question to you, Audrey, is how are you and People Solidarity and ActionAid France involved in the Pinocchio Awards this year?
Hello, Daniela, and thank you for having me today. So we have been working a lot with Friends of the Earth France, Friends of the Earth Europe, and Corporate Europe Observatory on the Pinocchio Awards. So I've been more specifically helping to identify the future Pinocchio nominee candidate that you all know about now. So the vote has been launched on 2nd of November, and I invite all of you to go on the website to start voting. So I've been helping identifying the 9 worst companies that are now on the Pinocchio websites, and especially linking with a full solution regarding agriculture and food sovereignty, because this is our area of work. Our climate justice campaign with Action in France focus on the impact of climate and on full solution on agriculture and on climate resilience agriculture and farmers in the global south. So I've been researching on the different profiles, writing them, sharing the call to vote to our national and international networks, as well as helping organizing the ceremony, which is, as you said, on the 3rd of December in Paris. All of you guys, welcome.
Okay, great. Thank you. And we did notice that one of the corporations under the greenwashing category is Yara. Can you tell us why Yara is on the nominee list this year?
Yeah, sure. So Yara is not a very well famous name, and it's good to ask ourselves why, because Yara is a global leader of the synthetic fertilizers sector. So as you know, industrial agriculture production is a major driver of climate change, especially because of its massive use of synthetic fertilizers. And so Yara is now using the Global Alliance for Climate Smart Agriculture, the GACSA, which has been launched in September 2014, to push forward their synthetic fertilizers as part of the solution for climate change. And they are using the UN climate talks, the COP21 happening in Paris, to paint their practices and their fertilizers as like green or like as climate smart. And this is what we are denouncing today with the Pinocchio Awards by nominating Yara.
Okay. And you did mention that they're the leaders of synthetic fertilizers. Can you go into a little bit more detail as in how synthetic fertilizers impact climate change?
Yeah, sure. So synthetic fertilizers are like the largest source of emission from farming. So the application of the synthetic nitrogen fertilizers on the soil is responsible of releasing a huge share of the world's emission of nitrous oxide, N20, so it's becoming technical here, but it's a gas which has 300 times the warming effect of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. The use of synthetic fertilizer, application of synthetic fertilizers on the soil is also responsible of the loss of organic matter, which is like helping water to stay in the soil and like helping farmers to cope with climate impacts such as drought and lack of access to water. On top of that, farmers who need synthetic or who are using synthetic fertilizers on their agriculture need to buy them from companies at Yara that like have the monopoly of these fertilizers in local markets in the south. So we and are pushing countries in the south to sell their synthetic fertilizers on this through policies and lobbying on their markets in the south. So that's what we are denouncing, and because fertilizers are like definitely more part of the false solution than the real solution. Real solution being quickly like to the real solution to reduce climate change, we know them, and to ensure resilient food systems that are based on agroecological, organic and small scale farming practices. That's the only way of ensuring food sovereignty and sane farming system. And companies like Yara and synthetic fertilizers companies are not wanting to challenge or change the industrial agriculture model because that's how they made money, and they're using climate smart agriculture to keep promoting themselves as part of the solution.
Okay, thank you. And can you go into a bit more detail as in how would you describe climate smart agriculture?
Well, the difficulty about defining climate smart agriculture is that there is no definition. So climate smart sounds pretty good. I mean, you think it's good for climate. It could be part of like what we need right now, looking at the climate crisis. But because there are like no official definition or criteria of what climate smart agriculture is, you don't know what can be and what cannot. So just to give a bit of a context, climate smart agriculture has been launched in the Global Alliance in September 2014 by the FAO, so the United Nations. So it sounds pretty good. But looking a bit more deeper about what climate smart is, you can see that there is no environmental or social criteria to be called climate smart. Which means that, and which means like companies like Yara and but McDonald's or Monsanto and Syngenta, companies that are pushing like genetic modified organism, companies that are selling biofuels or synthetic fertilizers are Yara, can call themselves climate smart. So that's what we are denouncing, and this is why we need to reject the concept of climate smart as a rule. And stop companies with such a disastrous social and environmental impact to promote themselves as part of the solution.
Okay, thank you for speaking with us today, Audrey, and informing us about the Pinocchio Awards nominee Yara in relation to climate change. We're looking forward to finding out who the Pinocchio Award winner is this year, and we truly hope that it puts pressure on corporations such as Yara to reevaluate their business models and to incorporate more environmental as well as social aspects into their business practices. So thank you very much for your feedback today.
Thank you very much, Daniela. Just last thing, if you want more information on Climate Smart, there's this website that has been put together with friends of the Action and different groups. It's called climatesmartconcerns.org, and you will have like even more information again, like on climate smart agriculture. Thank you very much for having me. Mm-hmm.